Exchange 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. More airstrikes are being traded between Israel and Iran, including a major Iranian strike on the largest hospital in southern Israel. This after the Israeli defense minister called for a regime change in Iran, saying the country's supreme leader cannot continue to exist. Israel says more than 270 people were hurt in Iranian strikes across the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We know that over the past several days, they've been focusing on nuclear facilities and capabilities, they said, as well as taking out missile launchers, including some that they claim that Iranians were trying to rehabilitate to use once again. The Israelis saying that they struck those locations.
President Trump is throwing another lifeline to TikTok, once again extending the deadline the Chinese firm ByteDance has to sell the popular social media platform, else it will face a ban in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate approved a bill on Wednesday that would create new felony charges for rioters and make it easier for residents and businesses to file a lawsuit for property damage. Republican lawmakers claim there's been an increase in violent riots since 2020 and say there needs to be stronger penalties for rioters. Democratic lawmakers raised concerns about First Amendment violations and warned that the language of the bill could mean any person in a protest group could face charges if just one of them causes property damage or injuries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has launched a new resource aimed at highlighting the impact of community learning centers. The new interactive tool shows nearly 170 community learning centers across the state that offer social, academic, and creative enrichment opportunities. The tool also features data showing improved attendance, increased engagement in classes, and better grades for students who utilize the community learning centers, as well as information on proposed changes to critical federal funding for the programs. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice have announced the arrest of a man accused of scamming an elderly resident. According to Sheriff Philip Grossman, a sting operation led to the arrest of Mitesh Kumar Chaudhary on Tuesday. Sheriff Grossman says Chaudhary is also suspected of being in the United States unlawfully, and his office has been in contact with immigration authorities. He's reminding older residents to be wary of common scam practices, like threatening phone calls or demands for financial information. Polk County is conducting a survey on pregnancy, postpartum experiences, and infant health. County officials and their community partners are asking local parents, guardians, and residents of childbearing age to participate in the survey. The goal is to help county officials better understand the needs of families to inform future policy decisions. The survey only takes a few minutes to complete and will be available until July 1st. Residents who complete the survey will also get free admission for their family to the St. Croix Valley Hobby Farm event in August. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s and winds becoming a bit feisty. Chances of showers and storms sparking up again this afternoon, they increase tonight. Could become strong to severe, pecking the risks of damaging high wind gusts and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area will be here to recap all of the week's news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the program here. Phil Itner, our buddy in Kyiv, Ukraine, the veteran war correspondent, a host of the On the Edge podcast, is on the line with us. Is YouTube Philip Itner, PHILIPITTNER. Itner Philip, Blue Sky, etc., over on Blue Sky. Phil, welcome back. I understand that Russia has just been pounding the crap out of Kyiv and Ukraine more generally.
Yeah, in particular, Monday going into Tuesday, we were pummeled with over 400 drones, several ballistic missiles, several cruise missiles. It was about a 9-hour period of constant bombardment. With air defenses doing the best they can, but from my vantage point, and admittedly this is anecdotal, no Patriot missile defense systems were initiated that I'm aware of.
You think that's because they don't have anymore?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Yeah, I mean they're either reserving them. And very cautiously and judiciously picking their targets, or they just simply don't have any more. I don't know. So, I mean, that's deeply troubling. One missile came in and hit an apartment building, a multi-story apartment building, these old Soviet bloc buildings, over 17 floors, I believe. 28 people are recorded dead so far, but they're still digging through the rubble. We comparatively since then have had kind of a quiet time here in Kyiv compared to that. I mean, that was incredibly intense. Mm-hmm. But we still get the air raid sirens and all the rest of it. And of course, they're always striking around the country, in particular, the closer you get to the front lines. And it's just been, it's been hell. It's been hell. It's been awful for Kyiv, and it's been awful for Ukraine. And I have to admit, from my perspective, being a foreigner here, I find it very hard to look into these people's eyes, knowing that we've abandoned them and betrayed them as badly as we have. Yeah. And they continue to suffer as badly as they do with very little acknowledgement. I mean, recognizing that there are major events happening globally. But, you know, the fact that the world has seemingly turned this into a back page issue with the bravery and the resilience of the Ukrainian people, and with the fact that the Ukrainian people are by no means out of this fight. I mean, the mythology of Russia being an unstoppable force and that they will just roll over Ukraine is blatantly false. As tragic as what happened Monday into Tuesday, and we had the President Zelensky visiting the site today, apparently, there's no end in the strength of the people here, as devastated as they are, as heartbroken as they are, as many people that they mourn and buildings that they're going to have to clear away. They're just not going to stop fighting. And so the only thing that the West's disengagement, and when I say the West, I really mean the United States under Trump, the only thing that that's going to cause is more Ukrainian death.
Yeah.
They are not going to stop fighting. And Russian death, too. And Russian death, too. But I don't really care about Russian death.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just don't. I find it very hard to be sympathetic to a nation that allows its military to slaughter the population of this country, civilian target, the civilians.
The Telegraph, the British newspaper, is reporting that Putin is being leaned on hard by his military advisors to amp up the war. You think that, short of nuclear weapons, does Russia have the ability to amp up the war? I mean, I'm just amazed that they've, you know, basically pissed away 3 years.
Well, on the ground, they can't. They're again without the use of some massive escalation than the use of chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons, which of course would have its own ramifications. On the battle line itself, they are not going to have any major breakthrough or collapse in the Ukrainian armed forces, and then they just go rampaging around the country. Then you have to take into account the fact that the Ukrainians, without even having a navy, have defeated the Black Sea Fleet in the fact that their home port is no longer hospitable to them, and the rest of their assets for the Black Sea have been forced into the farther shores of the eastern banks of the Black Sea. And then, of course, you have Operation Spiderweb, which took out a huge number of their strategic bomber command, which, lessens their ability to threaten with nuclear weapons globally. But it does seem, and one of the things that we did see apparently Monday into Tuesday was that they did start using strategic bombers, so high altitude bombers that would then drop the cruise missiles. So it does look like they're escalating things, maybe while the world's attention has moved away. Yes, the Russians have that. While the attention has perhaps moved away slightly, they find it a time. And of course, they're still stinging from Operation Spiderweb. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, we're going to have a lot more deaths in Ukraine.
It's tragic. I'm curious, Iran is rather tied up right now in this, Netanyahu is fighting for his own political life. And it's always a good idea to start a new war if you want to. George W. Bush going after Iraq when his popularity ratings were in the tank because his brother had stolen the election for him down in Florida by knocking 90,000 black people off the rolls. As those stories were coming out, that was when George started, we got to bomb Iran. But Iran is now tied up, and Iran has been one of the major suppliers of weaponry, specifically these very deadly drones, to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
How is this... Iran being otherwise occupied now, and we're also seeing, by the way, we have news reports that giant flying tankers, 747 kind of style aircraft, are going from China to Iran, supplying Iran with weaponry, apparently. But how does that affect Iran's ability to arm Russia?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're going to have to divert some of their assets if things do go kinetic, if this really goes into a full blown war, all the Shahids, and I suspect already Tehran is making the decision not to continue to supply quite as many Shahids to Russia, which is good news for us here in Kiev. However, Russia has also already got their own development of their own Shahid version, and they've got their own factories up and running. So I don't know how much Iran withholding those drones that maybe they previously would have supplied Russia to attack us here in Ukraine, whether that is going to, that supply chain is going to be tightened. But additionally, it is interesting to note that Russia doesn't seem to be able to redirect any of its military assets to Iran to sort of return the favor sort of thing. They just don't have the capacity. The Russians are tied down here in Ukraine and they need everything they've got. So kind of like the Assad regime, which fell so quickly, and I'm not making the parallel to Iran. I'm referencing this in terms of Russian assistance to the Assad regime. Right. They may not be able to supply assistance to Tehran. So it may not be so much how is it going to affect the Ukraine-Russia conflict, but how much is this conflict here going to stymie Moscow's assistance to Tehran?
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, all of this being interconnected.
Kind of the other way around. Wow. So, Mark Carney, you know, Trump went to the G7 in Canada a couple of days ago and left early, apparently because Zelensky was going to show up. I mean, he left about an hour before Zelensky arrived, apparently. And, of course, he's saying that he left, or his people are saying he left, because he had to get to the Situation Room and figure out what to do about Iran. But, you know, I think the consensus is, A, he was dissed by those people, Georgia Maloney rolling her eyes, you know, about him and making jokes about him. But Carney, after Trump left, Carney announced that Canada was giving $2 billion in military aid to Ukraine. What came out of the G7 with regard to Ukraine here? And I seem to ask you this question every week, but I think it's always a top of issue question in the minute and a half we have left. How is Europe doing? How are the various European countries doing in supplying Ukraine with weaponry?
Well, they're stepping it up. We had Christine Lagarde, sorry, my apologies, who's the finance minister for the EU, here today. They're going to be giving more money. They're going to be giving more weapons, but they have to get their industry up. And when I say that, the European Union. Now, interestingly enough, though, we keep overlooking the fact that, and it has to be repeated, Ukraine produces currently about 40% of its need for defense. Wow. Domestically, internally within Ukraine. And this week's episode of On the Edge is going to be an interview with the head of the Ukrainian Defense Company Association, which is the private side of Ukraine's defense industry, not state-run, but private. And I asked him that directly. Can you do this war without U.S. assistance, even if the Europeans can't get up to speed? And he said to me, he looked me in the eye and said, we're going to keep fighting and providing the weapons to keep that fight going for as long as we need it. Yes, we can continue to keep fighting for, you know, at least the next 2 years, even if the U.S. completely abandons us. They're not going to stop fighting. It's just a matter of how many have to die before braver, cooler heads prevail and Moscow is persuaded that there is no road to success here. There is no road to defeating Ukraine.
Yeah, I get it. And we've got, you know, Putin's poodle here in the White House, tragically.
Yes, indeed.
The great Phil Edner, war correspondent, host of On the Edge podcast. Phil, thank you again.
Thank you, Tom. Always
this
a pleasure.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Which is extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They came for Ukraine in the dead of night. A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red, but Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still lasts. Ukraine is not alone in this. Their cry for peace, the world must kiss. This truth is known. We stand with Ukraine. They're not alone.
24 minutes past the hour. So Bernie Sanders is coming out speaking. Ken Martin, so far, we have reached out to him to get him on the program, right? And he has not come on our program, which is kind of disappointing. Every prior DNC chair has enthusiastically come on the program every time we've invited them. He just seems like he's wimping out. I don't get it. The door is still open, Ken. But Bernie is saying, you know, we need to step up and say, if we are holding the position, we Democrats, if we're holding the position that Citizens United and this corrupt Supreme Court decision in which five corrupt on-the-take Republicans said it's okay for billionaires and big corporations to buy politicians and buy elections. If we as a party stand against this, we've got to stop taking money from these people. Now, in a way, that's, you know, unilateral disarmament, at least in an election where you're running against a Republican. So what Bernie is saying is in the primaries, it's Democrat versus Democrat. So let's just get all the PAC money and all the corporate money and all the billionaire money out of the primaries. And that way we can, you know, demonstrate how to do this, number one. And number two, you know, we've got this problem. These PACs come in and these super PACs come in, principally the ones that represent Israel. There's several of them, the United Democracy Project PAC and the Jewish Coalition Victory Fund, and then, of course, AIPAC. And, you know, they knocked out Jamal Bowman. They knocked out here in Portland. Sheila Jayapal, they knocked out Cori Bush. They're trying to replace progressive Democrats with Democrats who are willing to do what they're told to do if they get enough money. And so Bernie is saying, you know, let's stop this. We're killing our own here. And I think he makes a lot of sense. Only 12% of Americans, this was an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll, found only 12% of Americans think that Citizens United was a good decision. Ken Martin says he backs the idea in spirit, but he says that's about all the DNC chair can do. No, Ken, the DNC chair has the bully pulpit. The DNC chair can do a hell of a lot. You might not be able to impose your will on people, but you can certainly influence them. Meanwhile, Trump gives a shady offer to the tech bros. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stay with us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
We're getting an update on the farm bill this morning from one of the agriculture groups that continues to bang on the drum in Washington, D.C. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Thursday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Congress was supposed to write an updated farm bill in 2023, but it didn't happen. 2 1-year extensions later, and agricultural groups are still pushing for new legislation as farmers operate under a 2018 version. Steve Etka is the policy director for the Midwest Dairy Coalition. He says the strategy that the House and Senate have looked at is splitting the farm bill up.
This budget reconciliation process that Congress is in the process of right now, which is a big macro bill that deals with taxes and deals with border security and deals with energy, and they're talking about having it deal with some of the provisions of the farm bill as well. So we're waiting to see what unfolds there. Our main message is that the safety net for dairy needs to be updated, wanting Congress to recognize that things have changed on the farm since 2018. We're hoping that whether it's through reconciliation or a full-scale farm bill, that those provisions can be included.
The House already passed its budget reconciliation, and the dairy industry was pleased with the farm bill items that were included, like stronger safety nets for commodities. The Senate is still working on its version of the bill. That's an update from D.C. We're going to take a look at a new partnership in Wisconsin after the break.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit givedairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's givedairy.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Markets are closed today for Juneteenth. Trading will resume tomorrow. Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture this week. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College has partnered with Premier Cooperative to manage 80 acres of new crop ground. It will serve as an agricultural demonstration lab. Experts will guide decisions on soil health, seed selection, pest treatment, and grain marketing, and this will give students a full view of what goes into crop production. Learn more about the partnership at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s and winds becoming a bit feisty. Chances of showers and storms sparking up again this afternoon, they increase tonight. Could become strong to severe, pegging the risks of damaging high wind gusts and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep, including me, with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are, and I did, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com. And the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Hey, want to play Army? Want to play Soldier? Want to be able to put on a fancy uniform and just like instantly without going through officer candidate school or officer training or ROTC or, you know, going to college, any of that stuff that's necessary to become... Just suddenly become a lieutenant or a major or a colonel or whatever. I don't know what rank they're passing out, but you know, at first glance, it seems like Silicon Valley executives are doing just fine. Thank you very much. I mean, most of them are multi-millionaires. Some are even billionaires. And you know, but hey, who doesn't want to pretend soldier, right? I mean, that's so cool. Put on a uniform, strap a gun on your belt. There's a new Army initiative that the Trump administration has rolled out. It's called Detachment 201, the Army's Executive Innovation Corps. And it promises to, quote, fuse cutting edge tech expertise with military innovation. So here's what they're doing. They're taking part-time, they're taking, if you give Trump over $1 million and you run a big tech company, then you too can become a lieutenant colonel. I just saw that in the article. A minute ago I said I wasn't sure of the rank. Lieutenant colonel is like huge. I mean, you know, what, lieutenant, second lieutenant, lieutenant, major, lieutenant colonel, if I'm remembering the order right. While keeping your full-time job, you get a uniform, you get the little bird on your shoulders, you know. And who has gotten these? Well, Andrew Bosworth, the CEO of Meta, you know, Facebook. Shem Shankar, the CEO of Palantir, the company that is aggregating all of our data. Kevin Weil, the CEO of OpenAI. And Bob McGrew, the former research chief for OpenAI and advisor to Thinking Machines Lab. And this is a detachment. These four executives were all sworn in on the same day that the Trump administration announced that, hey, you know, you too. Sam Altman dropped $1 million on Trump's inauguration. Palantir, Alexander Karp, and Meta, they all gave $1 million. And now four executives are now lieutenant colonels. And by the way, these lieutenant colonels, apparently that there's some juice that comes with that. This is from Daily Kos, a piece by Lisa Needham. She says, these four executives were sworn in on June 13th, and it only took until June 16th for the Defense Department to announce it had awarded $200 million in no-bid contracts to OpenAI to, quote, develop prototype frontier AI capabilities to address critical national security challenges in both warfighting and enterprise domains. Similarly, Palantir just was the recipient of more than $100 million in our taxpayer dollars. Meta has not yet gotten a big contract, but they are pitching one. What they are pitching is to, quote, provide warfighters with enhanced perception and enable intuitive control of autonomous platforms on the battlefield. In other words, they want to sell Facebook, you know, these VR headset things to the military. Jeez, nice work if you can get it, huh? So what's on your mind here today? Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, I just wanted to first suggest that if you were looking for a new sponsor, that Thrive Algae Oil is now back on the market, cooking oil. And it's worth looking into because it's probably the greatest oil for cooking. It has a smoke point around 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Huh. Made from algae, so it's not seed oil.
Right, and it has over 90% monounsaturated fat. It has a whole lot of good stuff in it, and I've had it. 3 years ago, they were marketing, and for some reason, they stopped marketing, but it's back on sale, and it tastes good. It has a really good mouthfeel, and it's worth looking into. I liked it a lot, plus the fact that a smoke point of 500 is, insane.
I have to say, Bill, I'm a huge fan of raw, cold-pressed virgin olive oil. In fact, I sometimes will just take a tablespoon of it raw just because I love the flavor. It's worth checking out.
Well, olive oil is about 70% monounsaturated fat, and this is 90-something percent.
Wow.
But anyway, the other thing is the thing about paying billions of dollars so that you cannot redress your grievances in the First Amendment because you have to put up a bond.
Correct.
That sounds like a pretty nasty impediment to the First Amendment.
Exactly.
How could that stand?
Exactly. Which raises the question, why are the Republicans in the Senate so enthusiastic about this? Because someday there's going to be a Democratic president, and you would think that they would maybe want to be able to sue him, too, or her.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Unless they're thinking that Trump will be there forever, or they're going to have some sort of regime, whatever that is. But the other thing is about this 30,000-pound Moab bomb. You know, it only penetrates about 200 feet.
Oh, I thought it went much deeper than that.
Well, maybe the shock wave go another 100 feet, but it's only about 200 feet. They dropped, remember Trump dropped one in Syria a long time ago or something?
I do remember,
They were able to measure it and everything. But, there are gold mines in South Africa that go down 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
And I don't see why this would work if they already know how deep it's going to penetrate. And it's not that difficult to dig down hundreds of feet beyond that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it's a long way from being possible because just getting the material together is not enough. They have to be able to work with it. The metal is very brittle, plutonium and uranium. They have to mix it with uranium and a few other elements in order to fashion it into a 3-inch ball that's 16 pounds, I think. Mm-hmm. And that takes a great technique. They don't have a delivery system for it.
Yep.
And unless it's going to be a suitcase bomb or something like that, it's not something I can foresee as being that threatening at this point.
I agree. I think Tulsi Gabbard was probably telling the truth. I can't imagine that the Director of National Intelligence, who leads 17 intelligence agencies, could get up and give sworn under oath testimony before Congress that the Iranians are not trying to build a bomb and if it was not true, not have one of those agencies leak that she's BSing us. You know, I mean, they're very good at that, right? So it's real interesting, and I know you've kind of self-identified as a conservative in the past, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this war that's going on within the GOP around this.
I wouldn't call myself a conservative. I think that the GOP is dealing with reality versus reality, and I think that they should know better. No one seems to remember to go back to Bomb Iran.
That was John McCain's
Right. And no one seems to remember what happened with Iran when 9/11 happened. They were actually on our side, and we dissed them, and they were going to arrange to have Osama bin Laden handed over, and then Bush pissed him off.
I forgot about that. Thank you for that, Bill.
Yeah, so it's not like the Iranians were that much of strangers, but we put them in that hole. And every time there's been a conservative president here, there's been a more conservative government there. Yeah. You know, Obama was able to make a deal with them.
Yeah.
And And but yeah, as a reaction, every time we got hard ass, they got hard ass.
Yeah.
And so you got to respect that. And I think that they're not really in a very strong position. But this is no way to get into another war. And who wants that?
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. Bill, thank you. Mm-hmm. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Good stuff.
Sure.
Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I want to point out two ways in which the Civil War is relevant to this very day,
mm-hmm.
one of which is obvious, the other which is not. And I'll take the one that's less obvious. These tech execs who are being made lieutenant.
3, 2
The Civil War, at which time attorneys were made colonels in the Confederate Army.
Oh, really?
And here's what's amazing, how this stuff echoes. From that time, I remember when I first came to Georgia and began the practice of law, hearing someone address another attorney in the courtroom in open court as Colonel Birch.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't realize, and somebody pulled me aside afterwards and said, you know what that was about. That's he's part of the old boys network. They all call each other Colonel as a reference.
Colonel Sanders and all, you know, all the colonels down. We lived in Atlanta for a little over a decade. And I've heard mm-hmm. that before. And I assumed that these were people who had held some sort of military commission in the past. But that, wow, what an amazing story, Marie. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So in some cases, it's a backdoor reference to we're in the club.
Right.
you know,
I get it.
So that's the first way. The more obvious way is regarding Juneteenth, which I wish you a memorable Juneteenth.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's really a day of shame that we choose to celebrate as the culmination of freedom for slaves. The shame is really the same shame that we're dealing with today. In the Civil War, slaves were hidden in Texas because it was a territory. It wasn't a state. And the slave owners thought that by hiding their wealth in human flesh from the federal government, that slaves having been freed in the states would not touch their wealth. So they were hiding their wealth from the government. So today, with the big billionaire brutal, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Pardon my interruption, yeah.
No, that's okay. So today, the big billionaire brutal bill is an attempt to extract wealth from being taxed to fund the commons, the same way those slaves were extracted from the states to avoid federal action.
Hmm. Remarkable. Marie, you always teach me something. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's just truly amazing people who call into this program and listen. Thank you, Marie. It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So now Trump is saying he's going to decide within 2 weeks if he's going to attack Iran. All right. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Keno.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the field.
Players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do. Play.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. To save up to 37% off and get free shipping. I'm telling you, Louise absolutely loves this stuff. She swears by it. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Yeah, that's how it's spelled. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Carl in Western Kentucky. Hey, Carl, what's on your mind there? Carl? Listen on Sirius XM? Oh, Carl, you got to listen to your phone, not your radio. It's there's a obscenity delay and all that kind of stuff. Going once, going twice. Tim in Pleasantville, New Jersey. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon, Tom. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. What's up?
I was intrigued by a recent experience. I have a business checking account, which I've held for over 30 years now. And I put transferred money into it to actually pay someone to put a roof on a house. Mm-hmm. And I had an interesting experience. Yesterday, I went to the bank to withdraw $14,000 cash. And I was told by the teller that you can only withdraw $10,000 cash in a year out of, in a day out of your own account. Or less than $10,000. And it wasn't like signing anything. And then also the teller asked me, what is the money being used for? And I found that kind of shocking. And given the reality, come a 1929 experience, they'll be able to shut everybody's money off with a snap of a finger.
Whoa. And it's my damn money. Yeah.
Right.
I have
over double that amount in the account. That's not the issue.
Yeah. Did you ask if this was the result of federal or state law or if this was merely the policy of the bank?
I did not ask that question explicitly, but nonetheless, I was clearly prohibited. You cannot get more than less than $10,000 out in a day. And I was like, what?
Right. Well, they may, it could be that the bank is just trying to protect their cash reserves, or it could be that there's a federal rule trying to prevent a run on the bank. I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
That's why I wanted to make you aware, because if it's affecting my account, if it spreads across the country, that could be an automatic check that people are not aware of, that people may want to be aware of,
Yeah. I did see, Louise and I were watching one of these cop shows. I forget, FBI or Chicago PD or something like that, last year, and some guy was being blackmailed or threatened or something, and he had to go get $100,000 out of his banking account. And the problem that he had was he had to notify the bank 24 hours in advance so that they could actually get the money. Now, that made a certain amount of sense, that the your average bank branch might not have $100,000 in cash kicking around.
Also, hopefully they would protect the senior against such an action, which happens,
Yeah, and if somebody comes in and says, I want $10,000 cash, it might not be unreasonable for the teller to be saying, are you sure you're not the victim of a scam? Because a lot of the scams work that way, you got to send us cash or we got to bring us cash. But
this is a simple withdrawal transaction at a teller's window. I produce my driver's license. Well, it's a regular business checking account. Nothing unusual about it.
I got it.
Tim,
next time you go in, ask them if it's a bank policy or federal or state policy, would you? And then give us a shout and let us know. I'm curious.
Okay, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tim. That's an amazing story.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Have a good one. All righty. On the other side of the break, the Secretary of State for the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is going to drop by. She's running for governor. She's got a new book out. Those two things often go hand in hand. She was also the victim of some serious right-wing threats. So I think it's going to be a fascinating conversation. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Mino and the Mayor.
Show the picture. He showed me today in the striped little short shorts.
No, it was the
they
belly.
They would be banned
I
now.
No, John.
Too much skin.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Oh, man, short shorts. Oh, man.
Rhino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.